How about T.M. Kavanaugh? You were on the court for some years with Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh, right? Can you remember him very well?
I don't remember him the way... What's the... accolades that I had just given Carr.
I don't think he pretended to be a big intellect, did he?
I don't know whether he thought he was or not, but I didn't think he was.
Well, I know there was a nickname for him that I used to hear. Of course, maybe this was not appropriate to the conference room, but he was referred to sometimes by around the newsroom as Carson City Fats.
Carson City
Fats.
Fats.
Fats. F-A-T-S. You heard that before?
No. Well, if so, I've forgotten it. It doesn't seem to me that that would have left me if I had had the privilege of having that shared with me.
Well, this was not a... maybe I'm saying things that don't belong here. It just popped into mind. I'm trying to focus on your impressions of those that you served with. And now there was, besides Carr, you had, of course, there was John Volker. We've spoken of him. Then there was John Dethmers and...
Volker, I liked... He was not a great judge, but he was a good human being. As I recall it, he was a hell of a fisherman.
He sure was.
Yeah.
He achieved great fame, you know, with his books on fishing.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Didn't you tell me the other day he wanted to blow up the Mackinac Bridge?
Yeah, I think so.
Keep some of those fishermen out of there so the rest of us can get a fair shake.
Yeah, right.
Was he entertaining in the conference, or wasn't there much room for that?
John Volker?
Yeah. He can, you know.